This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Living in the 21st century has its perks. We have the ability to communicate with people around the world with the smartphone that we keep in our back pocket.
That's true.
I mean, that's a big deal. We can find out anything our hearts desire thanks to the internet.
I had this conversation with my daughter yesterday. I'm like, we've lost our sense of wonder because we're driving around. And I talked about something. I said, I wonder about this. And she's like, oh, it's this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, but I wanted to wonder for a minute. I wanted to think, what could be the possibilities? So it's a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
When you need to settle an argument, boom, you can do it like that, which is great.
That's when it's a win.
Uh-huh.
For sure. And while this is all well and good, the internet and our phones may be keeping us from some of the most important things in life that we need.
Okay.
Okay, so according to this poll I found that lists the top things we feel like we don't get enough of, that includes laughter.
Oh.
We don't feel like we're getting enough time to laugh.
Really? That's kind of sad to me. Because that old adage, laughter is the best medicine. That's the reason we do the show like we do. Like, we don't get overly spiritual a lot of times, like a lot of other Christian radio. Because I find that laughter is healing, you know, for a lot of people going through stuff. And so that's why we do it this way.
Right. And I think a lot of people maybe don't feel like they're getting enough laughter is because social media.
Everything's heavy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of hopelessness. And also, too, you're comparing yourselves to a lot of people. Another thing we feel like we're missing out on are hugs.
Oh.
And then, you know, the
COVID.
Pandemic. Yeah, that didn't help. Sleep. Sleep is a big thing. And I'll tell you what, another thing, that's the smartphone, because we'll get on there, lit on TikTok, 2 hours later, it's like, what happened with my life?
I told Betty, I walked in today and said, my eyeballs are tired. I'm having trouble keeping them open today.
And one last thing is sunshine.
Oh, yes.
So if you find yourself today feeling a little down and out, maybe you need a hug.
You
need some sunshine.
I know. I actually do get that, because there are times like our building is kind of enclosed and we have like one small window in the studio, but it has to stay closed because of the sun. I can't see the board. There are times where I walk outside for just a minute. I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels really good. There's something about that vitamin D on your skin or something. I have no idea.
Maybe they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, maybe the Lord knew what he was doing when he created the sun anyway. You know,
seen that guy.
Yeah, take a minute. Walk outside. Yeah, sure, people will judge you for not working for 5 minutes, but maybe you'll come back and be more productive.
I have several questions.
I have all the questions.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Rock and her roommate have embarked on reading the Bible chronologically in a year, which I think is a huge undertaking and a great one.
Yeah.
But it leads to some questions. And so that's what we're kind of doing like almost every week here. Betty Rock has questions or things that she's thought about in relation to this, like conversations. And so what was the latest thing that was like a mind blown for you?
So because we're doing this chronologically, we're now in the book of Job. And, you know, Job went through a lot of bad luck.
He had
a lot of bad health. He lost all of his kids, his friends. Like, it was just all bad. And so he has all of these questions for God. Like, I've done everything right, and yet I feel like I'm being cursed. Like, you're hurting me. And so I feel like this is kind of, when I read that, it kind of reminded me of all the hopelessness I feel like I've been seeing on social media. I get on Instagram like every day. And I follow a lot of accounts, but there's a lot of them that will make jokes about the fact, like, we have a COVID pandemic going on. We have leaders in government that we don't know really if they're what they're doing.
Right.
And then we've also got just wars, and it's just a lot of sadness going on and a lot of hopelessness. And it reminded me of the book of Job and how he felt hopeless. And so I wrote this whole blog about how God isn't saying, hey, don't come to me if you have questions. He's not saying that. He wants us to come to him with his questions. And that's exactly what Job did. And so if you want to see this whole article that I wrote, if you text the word Job, J-O-B, to 91979, you can read it there. But it's just all about how we need to have close communication with God. We need to take the time to build a relationship with God, because when we know his character,
right,
that's when we're able to sit in the questions.
Knowing
we're able to not know the answers.
Yeah, because like knowing his character is what carries you through the rough times,
yeah,
and the things you don't understand.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, like, okay, he has the wisdom, he has the understanding that I can't get. And so I may not be able to have, I may not be able to know the end of the story, but he does.
Right. And you got to trust in that. So
yes.
Yeah, if you want to check that out, it's really great. Betty did this. Just text the word Job or Job, spelled the same, to 91979. But this does bring up a good point, though, Rock, because you're talking about like a lot of this stems from social media. Is there a place for positivity and positive posts that you found on the internet?
I think there needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe you have a source. Maybe you've like, oh, I go here every day because this is actually a redeeming quality of the internet. Or, hey, have you seen this site or this post? I'd love to know that, because then it'd be cool to talk about some of the good things going on right on the internet instead of stuff that brings us down.
Or new accounts that we should follow.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of the hopeless ones.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now if you've got a little resource. That'd be awesome.
So, Michelle, is that something that you've found?
For a long time now, I follow Good News Network. They have only positive stories, and then I myself try to share stuff like that.
I check the Good News Network every day for the show. We even do a segment called Good News Giddy Up. And the reason being, when you share this stuff, I think that's what you're tapping into that's so important, because you might find the resource and it might make you feel good, like, oh, I read this great story. But everybody shares all the negative stuff so quickly. I mean, that mm-hmm. stuff just lights up the internet when there's a scandal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The positive stuff tends to take longer to spread. Or maybe we're not sharing it. I think if more people were sharing that kind of stuff, the internet could have a completely different tone to it.
Exactly, because there's lots of good things happening too.
Hey, if you want to check out Betty Rock's post, it's great, and all you have to do is text the word Job to 91979.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We've been talking about good news on the internet, and so that's why we do Good News Giddy Up. There's enough negativity out there. We want to combat that with three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. We call it Good News Giddy Up. Betty Rock, Good News Giddy Up, go.
A 98-year-old World War II veterinarian.
Yeah, big difference.
In Texas, his name is Donald. He just got his high school diploma 80 years after he was supposed to graduate.
Oh,
so
wow.
He got drafted back in 1943 as a high school senior, and he was wounded in Normandy, but he made it home, and now he's a high school
That's
graduate.
That's kind of cool.
I
like that. That's awesome. There's a woman in Missouri who had her little dog outside, and this is the bad part of the story. An owl swooped in and grabbed it.
No.
Owls are big flying birds, you know, and they can carry heavy weights, and it snatched her little dog. No, yes. Whom? It's a British owl. And so it snapped it up and it flew away, but then it was a little too heavy for it, so it dropped it.
Bless.
And some random guy found the dog and returned it to her.
Oh, like, pretty, that poor little puppy.
Oh, I don't know. He had pretty, like, he flew for the first time. Like, yeah, hey, that's pretty dope.
It's a cool story.
So, yeah, so everything is okay. It all ended well. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a college kid in Maryland who's home for the holidays. When he lost his wallet last week, he dropped it, didn't know where it was, and then it snowed, so, you know, there's very little chance of
you're not finding that.
No, but... And it was filled with Christmas cash.
Oh.
Don't leave that out. That's a lot of money. But he was actually getting ready to go back to school this last Saturday. And when this random guy showed up at his mom's door with it, the guy was on his way to work and he found the wallet in a parking lot.
Oh, wow.
Found the address on the kid's license. All the money was still in the wallet. He returned it. And now he's got his Christmas cash back.
There you go.
Did
I like
he give some of the cash to the guy that found the wallet?
It doesn't say.
If the guy was an adult, don't worry about it. You know, like, it's when a kid turns in a wallet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, here you go. This guy was just being a good guy, you know. And so there
know.
You go.
If I return a wallet, I expect some cash.
Well, there's good news in the world except for Betty. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and music makes a difference in your life. Otherwise, I don't think you would be listening to Way FM, because you know when you're listening, we hear so many people go, I heard the right song at the right time. What if you experience that every day? And that's the concept behind our 21-day challenge. We're challenging you to listen to Way FM every day for 21 days and see at the end of that what it does in your life, because this is the truth of God, the hope of God, the peace of God, all all wrapped up in the songs that we play, getting into you. And so for me, like, I know, like, I listen to, you know, music all day, you know, at work. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when I go home, I want to get out of it for a minute, you know. Right. And I'll even throw on a little mid-80s metal, I'll be honest with you. And so I step out of it. And I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, okay, we're challenging people to do this. It's like, I should do this as well and see, because I know my mood is directly affected by what I'm putting into my life at the time, you know, mm-hmm. and music being one of those things. And so I'm on this too. Like I did it the other day, I found myself being frustrated with something on my way home. And I was going through all my conversations I have in my head about my frustrations. And then there's like a Corey Asbury song playing. And mm-hmm. it made me pause. It legit made me pause for a minute, right. And go, all right, shift your focus, refocus. This isn't that big of a deal, and you can deal with it constructively like this.
And maybe you're like Wally. Maybe you've dealt with some rage on the road. You're realizing maybe I'm getting a little older, and I'm like, get off my lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the songs on WayFM can encourage you.
Well, for example, whatever you're going through, if it's road rage or just life in general, you know you're going into a meeting, and Christ in me is what you hear as you go into that meeting, you're going to handle it different than if you hear "We're Not Going to Take It" by Twisted Sister. Like that pumps you up in the wrong way, you know?
Very true.
And so it works. So we'd love to have you get involved.
That's right. So text the word DAY to 91979. That's DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979. When you do that, we will text you a link to the form that you need to fill out, because you want to fill this out. You could be winning a $1,000 gift card. Yeah. So not only would you be helping your heart and soul and mind, you would also be helping your wallet.
Pad that bad boy. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So yeah, we just want to know who wants to do this with us, and there's a little bonus as well for somebody. So if you want to check it out again, it's text the word DAY to 91979. Henry Ford once wisely said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." And I love that concept, because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom, who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
Remember at the onset of the pandemic, all the 14-day mandatory quarantines, if you were in proximity of someone who had COVID? Well, I'm glad that time and knowledge has led to a little bit more manageable quarantines. Now the CDC is recommending like 5 days, and it's great for our economy and probably where we could have been the whole time. But you know what? There's a lot of trial and error to this.
Right.
I mean, you're learning as we go through this, because we're kind of in uncharted territory, you know? And so here's something that surprised me, though. Health authorities in the U.S. are increasingly taking the extraordinary step of allowing nurses and other workers infected with coronavirus to stay on the job if they have mild symptoms or none at all. Look at your face, Rock.
What?
I know, right?
If you had told me this a year ago, that was going to be allowed, I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy to think. And so, I mean, the pandemic, obviously serious, but why would they even remotely allow this to happen? What's the new science, if you will? Well, the move is actually a reaction to severe hospital staffing shortages. And so a lot of the... Because what happens is a lot of these people, they would contract it, and especially Omicron's not as serious. It's more mild symptoms. And then they'd have to be out for 14 days. You got half your staff out. How do you take care of people? So desperate times, desperate measures, I guess. They're like, well, we need healthcare workers, so we're going to enact these emergency protocols.
But that means if you just broke a leg or something and you got to go to the hospital, right. You could be helped by a medical staff member that is infected with COVID.
Mild symptom
and
COVID.
Then you're going to get COVID at the hospital.
Well, that's what they're thinking. No, we're taking the precautions, wearing the PPE. And so they're not just rampantly running around there licking door handles. You know, so they're still taking precautions. But the biggest surprise in this is it started in California. And that's one of the most restrictive states in the country. Yeah, it's crazy. So you can see people's frustration, with it being all over the map. Like, wait, everything you just told us 4 days ago is now different, you know?
Right.
So that's the challenging part. But here's my hope in this, is if we start to see this and Omicron starts to lessen the severity and it helps be the thing that turns it more into a flu virus, you know, that maybe some of the things that we're learning here on this level with the hospitals can trickle down into our schools for our kids. And all of a sudden, we're not having to pull our kids out of school for 14
right.
days. And my daughter had to do that in college. She had to do a 14-day thing because she was near somebody. And the person that had it was out in 10. You're like, wait, what?
Right.
You know, and so maybe if we take this knowledge here and we apply it, we can help our kids have a better school year, you know, for this year and next year as well. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And this is the time of year when people tend to make resolutions, you know, the New Year's resolution, New Year, New You, and kind of a reset. But I contend that resolutions are part of the problem because there's so much pressure with the resolution because you've made this declarative statement, I resolve to do this, and you tell people and you post about it, and then people see you with a Twinkie and they're like, hey, what was that eating better thing you had posted? You know, and if you break it once, it's like failure. You
so
know,
then
like
what,
you gotta start all over again.
So what's the solution?
Revelations, okay?
Give me a revelation.
Revelations are way less pressure filled, okay?
Okay, tell me what a revelation means.
I just realizing I might need to make a difference, make a change kind of thing. I might need to look at some things. I'm gonna limp my way into this. I'm not going all in right now out of the gate.
So you're saying you notice something that's negative, you need to change to a more positive situation, but you're not going to do anything about it.
Correct. Yeah, it's a revelation. That's like, you know, it's the first step in solving a problem is admitting there's a problem. That's Alcoholics Anonymous 101. And so, same thing with this. You go, okay, you know what? I know I need to make a change, so I'm going to identify the problem. This is my revelation.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not going to set these really hard things on me of like, oh, I have to do this perfectly. Because if you can't do it perfectly, then you feel like you failed right out of the gate.
But you are aware.
You're aware. Yeah. So again, I want to walk through this.
Wait, what are you aware of in your own life that you've had a revelation about?
Oh, I need to be less negative, you know? Like, I hate that about myself, that I can't just live in my negativity.
You hate it enough to want to change?
I recognize the need for it.
It's a revelation.
Yeah, it's a revelation, not a resolution, Rock. You're not getting this. Like, so I realize it needs to change, but I also realize that it's not a thing that changes overnight. It's not something that I'm going to conquer like a resolution, like and do it perfectly from here on out.
Right.
I realize it's a process. So that's what I'm saying. This is a safe place.
Sounds like you're giving yourself a lot of leeway.
Giving myself some outs here because I know my human nature.
There's
okay?
no commitment in
Thank
that.
You very much, Gavin. You get it. That's a guy that just had a revelation himself. 855-33-WAY-FM. So here we go. I want, what is your revelation? You know, you're not ready to do a resolution yet. You might get there. But what is your revelation of, you know what? I really do need to look at this in my life. You know, and maybe we can help you with like steps to like take to make a difference.
Or we might just say, that's a good revelation.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, exactly. It's like a support group. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. And I know to some people this seems crazy, like Benny, but to others, you're like, this is ingenious. I wish I had thought of this revelation thing years ago.
Because it does nothing.
It does. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what's your New Year's revelation, Jim?
Well, having experienced both, resolutions and revelations and not doing so well with resolutions.
Thank you.
I've tried to turn that around and make it a little bit more of a positive thing. So actually about 4 or 5 years ago, I started pulling out on my desktop a worksheet, a spreadsheet, if you will. And rather than trying to do something different, whatever, I just each and every day tried to write down something that I was thankful for.
There you go.
And now about 5 years into it, it's most of the way filled out.
I think that's a good resolution because your revelation was maybe you weren't practicing thankfulness, but you did make a change. Did you notice that, Wally? Mm-hmm. He's got his layout to write out all the things he's thankful for. He's making a change.
Right, he got there, but he didn't get there overnight. So the revelation is what helped him get to the resolution. And so, like, and if he had forgotten to be thankful for one day, if it's a revelation, you're like, you know what? I need to work on this better tomorrow. If it's a resolution, then you failed and you got to start all over again. Hmm. See, that's the difference between revelations and revolutions.
There's so much wisdom in your philosophy.
Yeah, I just say it confidently. So, Jamie, what is your New Year's revelation?
I feel like the older I get, I'm so short-tempered and get, like, really annoyed with people.
You too? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I have a kindred spirit. Yes.
So I'm a nurse, and I just see the worst of the worst. People just drive me crazy. I'm just trying to love people better and more understand where they're coming from, I guess, and not get annoyed with them.
See, and if she makes that resolution, okay, so let's walk. I want to walk you through my thought process because Rock still isn't getting this. Okay, so she makes the resolution. I'm going to love people better. And then she gets to her first patient. Her first patient is annoying as all get out, mm-hmm. and she gets frustrated with them and doesn't treat them well. Well, her resolution then has been broken, and it's failure, abject failure, sadness, and people judging. But with the revelation, you realize that it is a process. It's ongoing, and you're going to have successes and failures.
It's just a revelation. Yeah. I can mess up today, and it's fine. I can mess up tomorrow because they're getting on my nerves. Like, there really is no change because there doesn't have to be a change.
But you realize it's a problem and
okay,
you're gonna keep working on it.
I feel like I'm sitting at the family dinner table, y'all.
Right?
That's what's happening right now.
It's like a bank robber saying, I realize I have a problem
right.
with stealing, but
right.
I'm gonna keep robbing.
I know, I'm gonna get better. I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna
you're
work gonna towards
work
not robbing.
On it.
Yes.
Okay.
Whereas a resolution is like, I'm not gonna ever rob again, and then he goes and robs, and now he's failed twice. He broke the law and he broke his
resolution. And he goes
resolution.
To jail.
Yeah, but he broke his resolution, and that's
worse.
Well,
so he's in jail. It's a win-win.
Yeah. No, see?
Ugh.
Well, not everyone's going to get it, Jamie.
I think I'm getting on his nerves, Jamie. I'm like that annoying patient you have.
Do you get it?
Yes, I do. Because here's what it's talking about. Your New Year's resolution is that you want to be better at whatever it is. Your revelation is that it's okay to fail. It's okay to mess up. And it's okay to say, okay, well, I want to make this big goal. So here's my little steps to get there every day.
Okay, I get what you're saying, Tara, but I think...
Because she's right.
No.
Because she agrees with me.
Well, here's what I'm saying. She is right, but you're still wrong, Wally.
How is that possible?
Because you won't make the changes. Tara's saying, I'll make the little changes to change the thing that I have had a revelation about. You, on the other hand, I notice I need changes about myself.
Right.
Maybe one day I will. And I am quoting you verbatim when you said, one day, maybe I will.
Incrementally. It's like small baby steps.
That's the difference between you and Tara.
Yeah.
Tara wants to change. You, on the other hand, do not.
Let me tell you this. A 1,000-mile journey begins with one step. And the first step is realizing
exactly.
you need to take that journey. It's a revelation. You've probably seen a ton of commercials about refinancing your home because interest rates are so low right now. Hey, it's Wally, and you may have thought about this and thought, I don't even fully know what all the words they're saying mean. So my buddy Ryan from United Faith Mortgage is here to simply break down how refinancing your home works.
With the values of homes going up, you know, if you have a mortgage balance of, let's say, $200,000, and your value has increased to, say, $400,000, you have $200,000 worth of equity available to you. Now, you can only go up to 80% financing what the value of the home is, but you're able to take that money out of the home for whatever you may choose, whether it's paying off credit cards, doing home improvements, whatever it may be.
Is there paperwork? Yes, but I'll be honest, not as much as I thought, and United Faith Mortgage makes the process easy. And trust me, when you receive your check, it's all worth it. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Fifth Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So there was a time last year, maybe the year before that, when I remember there being a week-by-week basis where we saw news about, like, Tesla self-driving cars, like, getting in accidents or people falling asleep at the front of the wheel or something like that. And that's just bad press. But right now, Tesla's working on a new beta for their model cars that has something that I don't see going very well, and it's assertive driving mode.
Assertive driving, which is just really a nice way to put jerk driving.
Yeah, aggressive driving. That's really interesting, because the whole idea behind autonomous cars is that they're better drivers, they leave more space, they integrate better in on the road,
yes.
They're more cautious, and thus preventing accidents. And so this seems to fly in the face of that wisdom.
So when it says assertive, to clarify what that means, they say that it says that it turns on shortens your following distance between cars.
It's not good.
Not safe. It allows you to change lanes more often.
Not
also
good
not safe. Lets you stay in your fast lane even if you're not passing someone.
Oh,
and
wow.
It allows the car to perform rolling stops, which is when you don't
stop
all the way
sign?
To the stop sign.
Oh my gosh.
No!
That's ingenious.
No!
I love every part of this.
I love that last one, actually, because I personally never stop at a stop sign
no.
completely.
I'm not good at it either.
What is the point in even having self-driving cars if it's not going to do any better than us behind the wheel?
They're just humanizing it. They're making it more like people.
You
That's
don't want
amazing.
It to look too perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you do.
Okay, it's like this, Rock. You know, like drum machines in music where you can program drums?
Yeah.
They have a thing called humanize, which when you quantize something, it puts it all right on perfect beat. Then they have this thing called humanize or swing, which sets it just off a little bit to replicate more a human being actually playing drums, because no human is perfect.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from, but if the beat is off just by a hair,
correct.
No one's life is in jeopardy. There's a difference.
I don't know.
When
I
it
might
comes
not rock.
To...
Like if I'm at a concert and it's just totally wrong, then I'm not going to rock, and that's a tragedy.
It's a waste of $20.
But your life won't end.
It could.
But if a computer
right.
is like tailgating you or honking at you, like.
They should have an aggressive honk mode, too.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes. You know what? We need to spitball this and send some ideas to Elon Musk.
You two are the reasons we shouldn't have self-driving cars.
You actually might be right about that.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And, you know, we have neighbors where we live. And I know some of my neighbors. I don't know them all. I know some better than others. I'm not super intentional about it. And that's probably a way that I could get better. Maybe I need to come up with some creative way to meet new neighbors when they come into town or something.
And sometimes a creative way just comes without any help.
Yeah,
like it just
fate.
Came. Yeah, fate is what you would call it. That's true. So recently we had a snowstorm here. Came with some ice and everything. And I got my car stuck. I could not make it up the hill into my neighborhood. Well, so I have to pull over on the side of the road. And there's a car in front of me. And I realize it's my neighbor that I've lived beside for 3 years now, but I never knew her name.
Never. Have you, like, had any conversations with her? Like, hey.
Just in passing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Nice
okay.
weather.
Yeah, right. But it was this unique circumstances that got us together, because now I know her name.
Yeah.
I know where she works.
Nice.
Like, I know her
you
family
became a
situation.
Stalker.
I really did, but I thought, it took an ice storm for
right.
me to get to know my neighbor.
A shared experience
That's
is what
right.
you had.
And a difficult one, because
yeah.
we both walked back home together.
Yep, in the snow. And so you met a new friend, you know.
That's right.
So that's good, though. That's good. I am curious, like, are there odd ways that you have met your neighbors? Like, maybe they threatened to call the cops on you because you were mowing at 3 a.m. and you became best friends.
Or your kid knocked a baseball into
yeah.
their window
mm-hmm.
and it started off negative, but ended up positive.
So Betty Rock started with a snowstorm and now has ended it with a new best friend. And so what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number you can always call to be on the show. We love having you on with us. I'm just curious if you've ever met your neighbor in an unconventional way or just kind of an odd happenstance.
Yeah,
and then and then you became, you know, neighborly, more neighborly. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now.
So for you, Hayden, what was that odd experience you went through with your neighbor and that's how you met them?
Yeah, I'm a military kid. I grew up in an Army family and not so much odd, but whenever a new person moved into the neighborhood, we would walk over to their house, introduce ourselves, give them some cookies and a couple rolls of toilet paper.
What?
Okay, like I see where you're going with this. I think I do anyway. But then part of me, if I was getting this, I would be thinking, do I need the toilet paper after these cookies?
Right. What did you slip into the cookies?
I haven't thought of it like that before. We just have always, you know, it's not something that you bring with you after you move out of a house and all of your stuff is in storage and it's definitely a necessity.
It's a funny icebreaker for sure. Yeah. It lets you go, okay, these people are down, like they're cool and they're not stuffy.
Yeah, we figured the cookies would be nice and, you know, even the toilet paper when there's an emergency, you have it.
Twice as nice, absolutely. So, Tricia, how have you met your neighbors maybe in an unconventional way?
Well, I live in the country and a lot of people have livestock and usually I meet my neighbors when somebody's livestock is out. And there was one time when my neighbors who had alpacas, their alpacas were out. And I just happened to be around and we started chasing them around and we chased them into another neighbor's field. And so it just became this big neighborhood party. And I found out that I'm actually really good at alpaca wrangling.
That's interesting because, yeah, if you live in the country, you've got acreage. And so your houses aren't right next door to each other. So you probably could go a month without seeing each other. So you have to be intentional. Do you think that maybe the neighbors were so desperate to meet people they let their alpacas out so that you guys would you know, help out and then you would become friends?
It's actually not that fun when your livestock gets out. Okay. So I think there's probably better ways to meet your neighbors.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. We used our daughter to troll for friends in California.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, when we moved to California, we didn't know anybody. So our daughter was really cute. And so we put her in a stroller and we would walk her up and down the street every night. And then, like, people would come out and be like, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're new to the neighborhood. Little one, how cute. And we got to meet, like, the Campbells. And they're still, like, one of our best friends to this day.
I think that's what dog owners do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they go to these dog parks and that's how they meet friends.
Yeah, so there you go. If you live in the country, let your animals out and see what friends come back. Shannon, have you ever met your neighbors in an unusual way?
Oh, yes, we did. We had a daughter, teenage driver, and she got a little aggressive backing out of the driveway. And before you knew it, there was a little wreck.
Oh, no. So she backed into your neighbors? What did she back into? Mailbox? Car?
She backed into a nice Toyota Camry. We'd never met the neighbor. We walked over there. Oh, we know them now. In fact, it's a joke. We paid a cool $4,000 to the body shop and took care of it.
Is it something you laugh about now, or do you just avoid each other?
No, we're friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Each other's driveway. Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool thing. But she's, you know, she's going to go down in family legend for that one.
Oh, for sure. She was just trying to help. She's like, my mom and dad need new friends, you know, and like, what better way to bring people together than a common experience?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Your daughter's amazing.
That's right. That's a good way to look at it.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
For 20 years, the longest-running TV show was the Western hit Gunsmoke, featuring Matt Dillon.
That's an old-school show.
It had over 600 episodes filmed.
Holy cow.
That's a lot. But later on, starting in the 80s, it was knocked out of its top tier when the popular adult cartoon show The Simpsons, it hit the screen back in 1989, over 30 years ago. And it's still going to this day.
That's amazing.
I know. But it looks like there's a new show hot on The Simpsons' heels, vying to get the reigning title, and that's the medical show Grey's Anatomy.
No, I thought they were done. I thought this was their last season.
Honestly,
it should have been.
The characters in that show, given I've only seen one season, that was enough for me. But I feel like they've gone through so much heartache, so much drama in one lifespan that it's like, what more can you do?
Not all of these things could happen at one hospital.
One person.
Oh my goodness. They have shootings, the staff stuff. They tackled COVID in their last season a little bit.
I don't get it.
I don't watch it. Look, the first season I was like, oh cool, a medical show. I like medical shows, but then they hook you in with the medical stuff, but then season two and on, it becomes a soap opera at night. That's all it is. Then it becomes all about the hospital grounds activities that really are not good.
Yeah. It was just released that Ellen Pompeo, who plays the lead as Meredith Grey, she signed on for season 19 of the show. And people on Twitter are having a field day just saying, this is getting ridiculous. It's got to stop.
Yeah, there's one time there was a plane crash with and I think a couple doctors died, and then Patrick Dempsey died. He's Doc McDreamy. And then, she keeps seeing him on a beach, when she had COVID and was close to death, and people were getting all teary about that.
I can't.
Yeah, and the problem is I have people in my life, and this is how I know about it. I walk through the room and go, uh-uh. But then I'll stop and ask questions, And so
like every dad in America. Yeah. It just stands in the background.
I know. And then you find out this is actually getting into your head, and you've got to expunge it as quickly as possible.
The fact that you know who Dr. McDreamy is.
I know. Man, unbelievable. All right, well, there you go. Congratulations to them. I don't think any of us are better off for this news.
Great Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize here. We're going to play a round of Great Googly Moogly.
Ooh, Great
Gavin
Googly Moogly.
Is our Google Meister. He asks Google an open-ended question, and we attempt to fill in the answers. And you see how well we do or not do, and you can help. You can have us help you in your round as well. So if we get an answer right in the top five, we get a point. Get the number one answer, you get 2 points, and if you match with one of us, you get a point. So, Gavin, what do you got for Great Googly Moogly?
All right, guys. Can you have too many blank or is too much blank?
Can you have too
many
much?
Or much? That's a difference.
They're both. There were options. It was interesting because when it was giving me the answers, certain words didn't fit blank. So many or much. Fill in the blank after one of those words.
Because on the surface, I'm thinking, can you have too many marshmallows in your mouth? And I know the answer to that. No. I'm going to go a different direction. I'm wondering if I'm going to steal Betty's.
Don't do it.
Okay, write it down. And then if we say the same thing, then it negates it. It's
Why
done.
Why do you want to do this?
On three, let's say it. One, two, three.
Cats.
Friends. Oh!
Oh! So what was you say, friends?
Yeah, I said friends. Can you have too many friends?
Can you have too many cats?
Oh, that's so that's funny. Probably a better one, actually.
They were both on the list.
Oh, hey. Wow.
Whose came in higher?
Cats did.
Yes. Of course. Nice.
That's actually pretty
and
good.
And the answer is no.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Man. Oh, good job on that, Rock. Okay, so far we each got one on the list, so we're both doing well. You might want to have us help you out during your round. Okay, give us another one.
All right, this is why do I fear blank and do not... These are all conceptual things.
Okay.
I just want to clarify because nothing popped up on the list that would be a physical object, per se. A lot of these were all conceptual things.
Okay, I got that. I got one.
Why do I fear...
Okay.
Why do I fear...
You got it?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Let's go 3, 2, 1 again. 3, 2, 1.
Success.
Aliens. Oh, wow. Oh. I fear aliens. You fear success, obviously.
Oh, man.
I set you up for that.
Yeah, you did.
That was my bad.
Okay. Did aliens make the list?
They did not make
the
list.
Did success make the list?
No, it didn't. Oh. Failure made the list.
Oh, yeah,
failure.
That makes sense.
Okay, that's kind of the same thing.
For you, it is.
Goodness.
Success and failure.
So mean.
I know. Sorry.
You're putting yourself in that scenario. Well, you realize that, right?
Oh, could you work with me?
Yes.
Yeah. You failed your way here. And I was already here.
So, failure meets failure.
Yeah, we met in the same place on the downward spiral. All right, so if you want to play along, we each got one right, so you might want to go our choices, or you can go out on your own. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do a little great googly moogly with you right now. If you want to play again, 855-33-WAY-FM.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're doing a little great googly moogly. Jamie, how are you today?
I'm great, sir.
Good. Now, the way this works is Gavin is our Google Meister. He's going to ask Google an open-ended question, okay? There'll be 5 chances to answer that question. Betty Rock and I will weigh in on this. You can go with one of our answers, or if you don't like those, you can go with your own answer. If you get an answer right on the top 5, you win a prize. But if you get the number 1 answer right, you get 2 prizes. So here we go. Gavin, what is it?
Should I get a blank?
Should I get a blank? Okay, how do we think Google filled in that blank? I'm writing my answer down. Betty Rock, do you have your answer down?
Yes.
That's pretty quick for you, actually.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I think a lot of people have questions about this particular thing, if they should get it or not.
All right, well, let's go with yours first and see if she likes your answer. And then, again, Jamie, you can go out on your own.
All right, Jamie, I think Google is going to have on there, should I get a hamster? I think a lot of parents are wondering if that's a good start for their kids to start taking care and having responsibilities.
Okay,
so
that's good. I went with, should I get a skateboard? Because we had done a thing on the show the other day where, like, more people in their midlife crises are going for skateboards
and
now.
That's you.
I looked at electric skateboards all week. I don't want a regular skateboard. I want one that can help me. that's what I'm going to go with. So, Jamie, do you like hamster or skateboard, or do you want to go out on your own?
I'm liking your answer a little bit, Wally.
Okay.
However, I think the best answer, probably the number one answer, is going to be, should I get a dog?
Should I get a dog? Okay, that probably is a really good answer. All right, so is that what you're going with?
That's it, dog.
So, Gavin, did hamster make the list?
Hamster did not make a list, but it is a good question. Okay. Those things do kind of stink, though.
They do, yeah.
Gavin, did skateboard make the list?
Skateboard made the list, and it was actually the number 1 answer.
You said it was a good answer, and then you didn't go with it. Okay, all is not lost here, though, Jamie, because if you still get one of the other top 4 answers, you win a prize.
Okay.
So should I get a dog? I feel confident about this. I think this should be on there.
Yeah, coming in right under skateboard at the number 2 answer is dog.
Yes,
so
there you go. Skateboards are man's new best friend, apparently.
That's crazy. I'm surprised.
Well, Jamie, congratulations. You went out on your own.
You.
It paid off. You won a prize, and we appreciate you playing a little great googly moogly with us here on The Wally Show.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's never too late to continue your education. I think that's very true. It was true for me, true for Betty Rock. We both went back to school later on in life.
That's right, and Melanie, she's graduating from college, and she's graduating walking down the aisle with one of her favorite classmates, her grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
He's 88 years old.
Yeah.
And the reason it took him so long, Melanie actually wants to explain herself.
So since the 50s, he has been working towards his bachelor's degree, but he fell in love, got married, started a family, so wasn't able to continue school right away.
So she, so life got in the way, but that's what's so great about when you go online, you know, when you do your classes online, you can go at your own pace.
Oh,
you can,
absolutely.
You can, that's exactly what I did at Colorado Christian University. But also, I think it's so cute when she said they actually got to study together.
There were times where we would get lunch together, be in the library together, and just like work silently side by side.
Silently. Hey, she's annoying him. He's like, you know what? Let's work silently, honey.
He can't hear her. He turned his hearing aids down.
Yeah, I know what that's like because I had a class. My mom went back to school late, and we ended up in a math class together in college one time, and I was class clown, and like my mom did not appreciate that.
Go figure.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
You're never too old to go back to school, and it's one of those things. It's my dad always told me when he was pushing me to go to college because I was just going to take over his business, and he's like, you know what? Get your education. No one can ever take that away from you, and it's the thing that will open a lot of doors for you in the future. So whether you started and stopped or whether you just are like, I'm going to start for the first time,
yeah.
Colorado Christian University is a great place, and you can check it out at ccu.edu/Wally.
Came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You might not have known this is possible, but every week we travel back in time, and you get to go along with us, and one of you gets to take us there. It's our time machine for Flashback Friday. Musically, we go back to a song that you love and you want to hear again. Maybe you don't ever get to hear it very often, and it just feels good, you know, hearing it on the radio. You get to tell us which song it is. I don't care what song or when. I just always like your stories with it. I mean, we could go old school like Petra. Yes.
Oh.
Wait for the high note. There it is. There's the high note. That's Greg X Voltz from Petra.
Is this Christian?
Yeah.
Petra is like one of the staples of Christian.
Did he say just like Judas?
Judas Kiss. It must be just like Judas Kiss to be betrayed by us like Judas
did. It's in the Bible.
This is horrible.
No, I mean, but that's what makes it so great.
Like, I mean, I know God said make a joyful noise, but that, yeah. I don't know if that
you
counts.
Could go Toby.
All right.
Old school Toby. He's still doing it, obviously. Maybe you want to go a little Jeremy Camp. Back when he was Jeremy Creed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Wow. You should see Betty Rock's face right now. She's feeling every bit of that.
I jammed out as an 18-year-old with this song.
Did you?
I was screaming, get all the angst out.
Jeremy Camp was heavier back in the day, man.
Yeah, what
like,
happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now he's bubblegum pop.
You grow up, I guess. You have kids. That's what happens. So whatever the song is you want, all you have to do is tell us about it, and you can be our captain for Flashback Friday.
Just go to wayfm.com/Wally. On the left-hand side, you're going to see an option that says Flashback. Flashback Friday, just click on that, fill out the information, and you might be getting a call from us.
That's right. Whatever song you want to hear, but just make sure you have a story with it because that's what makes it fun. Sounds so different than Jeremy Campbell today.
Add this to my list of impressions.
That's what makes it fun. Yeah. So there you go. All right. So get yours in today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.